Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this week's English khutbah. And the topic is, He has bestowed upon you His favors. Wa asbagha alaikum ni'amah. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah, who has favored His creation with His blessings and lavished them with His generosity and bounty. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, alone, without partner. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send blessings and peace upon him, his family, his companions, and those who followed his guidance. Amma ba'd, to proceed, O servants of Allah, have taqwa of Allah, and obey Him, and remember His blessings, and give thanks to Him, as He, glory be to Him, said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So fear Allah, that you may be grateful. O believers, a heart that beats, a tongue that speaks, a mind that thinks, eyes that see, ears that hear, senses that perceive, and limbs that move. What great blessings and immense favors! We live under their protection and enjoy their benefits. Have you reflected on their tremendous value? Have you realized their profound benefits? Have you pondering upon the words of the one who bestowed them, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ And in yourselves, do you not see? Whenever a person turns their gaze and cuts their sight, they will find the gifts of their Lord flowing abundantly and His favors multiplying. They cannot fully comprehend them, nor can they enumerate them. Abundant provisions, pleasant homes, stable families, secure life, wise leadership, pioneering institutions, advanced services, leading educational establishments, and rapidly evolving digital technologies. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا And if you try to count the blessings of Allah, you will never be able to enumerate them. If the tongue were to speak of them, it would fail to encompass them. And if foreheads were to bow in gratitude, they would not fulfill their due. So let us give thanks to our Lord, for He has commanded us to be grateful, saying in His divine counsel, "Anishkur li wa li walidayk," be grateful to me and to your parents. Gratitude is the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would humbly supplicate to his Lord, seeking His help in being grateful. At the conclusion of his prayer, he would say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrik. O Allah, help me to remember you, to be grateful to you, and to worship you well. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, What wealth should we acquire? He replied, Let one of you acquire a grateful heart. لِيَتَّخِذْ أَحَدُكُمْ قَلْبًا شَاكِرًا الله أكبر How great are the blessings of the most merciful and how necessary it is for a person to show grateful gratitude for them. عباد الله, servants of Allah, gratitude for blessings is demonstrated in three ways. Acknowledging them, frequently mentioning and remembering them, using them in ways that please their giver, Allah, O our Lord, We acknowledge your blessings and recognize your favor, as affirmed in your words, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. And whatever you have a favor, it is from Allah. We also speak of your blessings and remember your bounties, following your command. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. O you who have believed, remember the favor of Allah upon you. Indeed, you have granted us blessings unknown to our forefathers and never enjoyed by our ancestors. We live in comfort with abundant sustenance, accessible services, and advanced facilities. It is our duty to recognize the value of their blessings, use them wisely, and handle them with prudence, neither wasting nor being extravagant, as you have warned. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Indeed, he doesn't like the wasteful. By doing so, we become among the grateful, those whom Allah blesses with more of His favors, fills their hearts with contentment, grants happiness in their lives, and increases their provisions. And Allah the Most High says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. O Allah, grant us the ability to be grateful to you and to act upon your command. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O grateful believers, one of the most profound ways to express gratitude for blessings is to use them in a manner that pleases the bestower, making them a means of obedience rather than a tool for disobedience. Allah the Most High commanded Dawood alayhi salam and his family, saying, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Work, O family of Dawood, in gratitude. O you whom Allah has blessed with knowledge, use it to benefit others and share it with the children of your community. O you whom Allah has granted wealth, recognize His right over it and use it only in ways that pleases Him. Fulfill its zakat for the poor and needy. Give charity to the weak and those in need, and dedicate part of it as an endowment seeking the pleasure of the Lord of the worlds. For a servant's wealth is never decreased by charity. ما نقص مال عبد من صدقة. O you whom Allah has granted a position or job, uphold the trust you have been given, fulfill the duty you have been assigned, support your colleagues, and make things easier for those who seek your assistance. For Allah is in the aid of His servant as long as the servant is in the aid of his brother. Allahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhih. O Allah, send your blessings, peace and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family, companions and followers. O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali and with all the noble companions. O Allah, make us believers in you, devoted worshippers of you, grateful for your blessings, acknowledging your favors, and dutiful to our parents. Have mercy on them as they raised us when we were young. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, grant stability, progress, and prosperity to the UAE. Bestow upon us well-being. Bless our sustenance, our spouses, and our children. O Allah, grant us rain and don't make us among the despondent. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. O Allah, send us rain. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Servants of Allah, remember Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, and He will remember you. Be grateful for His blessings, and He will increase them for you. This khutbah was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن أبو ظبي.